tell us a little bit about participating in this event.
So, yeah, basically we have a couple stations set up, and we have the second graders from the Mercer County School District and the Sherrard School District come out, and they just kind of learn about agriculture and the environment. So, I mean, there's tractors set up, and then there's a petting zoo for, I think, I've seen horses, goats, and sheep. And then at our station, at the Sherrard FFA station, we have like a milking the cow station, a fishing station, kind of a roping station where we have a horse on a seahorse or a sawhorse, and they kind of throw hula hoops on it. And then we got shearing the sheep, so we have shaving cream on it, and we just kind of shear it off of them a little bit. And then we have a plywood tree that we have apples on, so kind of picking the apple station. So we got a couple stations set up here for ours, and then, I don't know, there's three or four other stations that are set up throughout the fairgrounds.
So it's nice that the youth can come out here to the Mercer County Fairgrounds and participate in this Ag in the Classroom event. So you're finishing up your sophomore year at Sherrard High School, but at one time you were a Mercer County second grader that participated in this ACE camp. So you were on the other side of this. Do you remember that at all? Tell us about your experience when you went through this thing.
I don't remember it like it was yesterday, but I do remember coming out here and kind of doing the same activities that they had. I remember they had tractors out here, and they had goats and sheep, and pretty much overall the same thing I remember. So it does bring back good memories, and I like doing it to kind of pass down the ag experience to younger kids. So,
So how many FFA kids from Sherrard are out here helping you out today?
So out here there's about 15 of us. I think there's like five or six of the chapter officers out here, but there's about 15 members altogether. So
what do you think something like this, you know, is important, where, you know, Farm Bureau comes together with a lot of other organizations in the area to put this event on?
So I think it plays a big part in passing down like the ag experience to younger kids. I mean, not every single kid here is going to come from an agricultural background, so to kind of show them and teach them and introduce them to agriculture is definitely a big part, because I mean, there's not enough agriculture out there in the world right now. So if we can get some of them interested and maybe they want to have a career in life in some part of agriculture, that would be amazing. So,
all right. So the other thing about this event is just interacting with second graders. So what are some of the, we're talking to you, this thing started in the morning, we're out here during the afternoon, any specific like questions stand out that you're like, I never thought about that before?
At the station I'm at, I haven't had much questions yet today, but they've definitely commented that they definitely do enjoy being out here and just everything. They really enjoy it all. So
you must be doing a good job if they're not asking a lot of questions.
I try my hardest.
All right, what else is going on at the Sherrard FFA chapter as the school year winds down? I know they had the big ribbon cutting ceremony on the new greenhouse over there.
So in the past month, we've had the Mom Friend Project. So it kind of was a suicide awareness and prevention fundraiser that we partnered with Rockridge. And this year it was at Rockridge. So next year it'll be at Sherrard High School. And I think that was two or three weekends ago. We had that event out to Rockridge. And then in the past 2 weeks, we've had our plant sale at our new greenhouse, which we've had a lot of positive comments on our greenhouse and our plants altogether. And we just almost sold out of all of our plants, but what we didn't, we donated the Rockridge FFA, and hopefully they can make a little bit money off that as well.
So then I'm assuming then the next big thing is you're getting ready for state FFA convention?
Yep, that'll be in June coming up, but about a month away.
All right, Levi Schur, enjoy the rest of ACE Camp.
Will do, thank you.
Levi Schur, president of the Sherrard FFA.